Russian Premier Vladimir Putin has emerged as the winner of Sunday's presidential election. With an almost complete vote count, Putin gained nearly 64% of the vote. His main challenger, Gennady Zyuganov, only managed to get over 17% of the ballots. The opposition has claimed fraud and called for a rally. Iran's decision to stop selling oil to French and British companies has raised oil prices. A possible supply crunch in the market has sent Brent crude up to nearly $124. U.S. crude for April delivery has also increased 21 cents to just under $107 a barrel. Israel has called for the ouster of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Vice Prime Minister Moshe Yaalon said there is no doubt that Assad must go. Israel's call for the downfall of Assad comes after the U.S., France, Britain, Saudi Arabia, Qatar and Turkey took measures to subvert the Syrian government. In Bahrain, a 45-day-old infant has died of inhaling poisonous tear gas. Saudi-backed forces regularly attack residential areas to crush dissent and stop people from taking part in anti-regime protests. Bahraini protesters have been demanding constitutional changes and an end to the Al Khalifa regime. At least 27 policemen have been killed and several others injured after gunmen launched a series of attacks on checkpoints in western Iraq. The attackers, some of them in army uniforms, targeted checkpoints across the city of Haditha. Police have imposed a curfew in the city and they're searching for the assailants. In Iran, vote counting in Friday's parliamentary elections has come to an end. 130 candidates will face a runoff vote for the remaining 65 seats in 33 constituencies in late April or early May. Over 64% of some 48 million eligible voters cast their ballots. A bomb has exploded near the Turkish Prime Ministry building in the capital, Ankara. At least one person has been injured. This is the second bomb attack in Turkey in less than a week. No group has claimed responsibility for the bombing yet. And Libya says the detention of two Press TV journalists by the militia is unauthorized. An Interior Ministry official has confirmed that the arrest of Nick Jones and Gareth Montgomery Johnson has been made without the consent of ministry officials. He said they are in contact with the Swahili militia to secure the release of the British journalists.